同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”有许多人责备他，不许他作声。他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站着说：“叫过他来。”他们就叫那瞎子，对他说：“放心，起来，他叫你啦。”瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来走到耶稣那里。耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”瞎子说：“拉波尼，我要能看见。”耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你了。”瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
In English, then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
这是我们今天所要看的经文，我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，当我们打开圣经阅读你话的时候，求你的圣灵带领我们，光照我们，使我们无论是听的讲的都合乎你的心意，也能够从你的话语中得到主你的这个教导与鼓励和帮助。感谢你如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。因为最近我们诗班没有献诗，
so recently our choir had not been able to perform.
我呢就请了一群美国的修女来为我们献一首的诗歌。
So we've invited a group of nuns from the U.S. to come offer this hymn for us.
因为他们是美国唱英语的，所以我会将那个歌词稍微给大家知道一下是什么内容。
So since this song will be in English, Pastor Weikang wanted to share the lyrics in Chinese.
他的中文的大概的翻译是说：“我愿跟随他，无论他到哪里，我都要跟随他。我要永远和他在一起。”没有什么人阻止我离开他，他是我的天命，我愿跟随他。从他触动了我的心就知道，再深的海洋或是再高的山都无法让我远离他，远离他的爱。我爱他，我爱他，我爱他，他走到哪里我愿跟随。好，这个时候我们请听这首有一群修女为我们所献唱的歌。
So please watch and enjoy this short clip.
Are you singing, ma?
I will follow.
我想，如果我们以后的诗班，或者是乐龄诗班、乐龄姐妹诗班哦，可以像类似这样的方式来一这样唱、这样唱，也是蛮不错的。
So I guess our choir, maybe our senior choir, will be able to mirror similar type of performances.
我们从他们所献唱这个诗歌的表情里面
，So from the expressions during this praise performance.
我们可以看到他们是带着那种喜乐的心是来唱这首的诗歌。
It's very evident that they perform this praise with joyful hearts.
是吗，弟兄姐妹们？
Is that right, brothers and sisters?
每一个人他愿意说要终其一生很坚定的跟随主都有不同的这个原因。
So every one of us, I think we have different reasons to be willing to firmly commit and follow God all his or her life.
或许有些人好像这个首诗歌的歌词所说自从主触动了他的心呢他就要去跟随他
Perhaps some of this was conveyed through the lyrics of this song for some of us Ever since he touched my heart, I knew I'll follow him
今天我们所阅读的这段的经文
In the passage that we studied this morning
他讲述主耶稣他治愈了这个瞎子巴迪买
So he gave an account of the blind Bartimaeus after being healed, having been healed by Jesus.
巴迪买呢，他就即刻放下一切来跟随主。
And then immediately thereafter, he left everything behind and followed Jesus.
这样我们要想问，就是为什么巴迪买即刻跟随主
？So the question is, why did he immediately decide to just drop everything and follow Jesus?
究竟是基于什么的原因
？So were there particular reasons?
或者是说他有什么领悟吗？而去跟随主。
Or were there just moments of epiphany which led him to do so?
在新约里面，这个福类福音或者是公关福音书里面。
So in the New Testament, there's this series of gospel called the Synoptic Gospels.
都有记载关于主耶稣治好这位瞎子的事件。
So they all had this record of the event of Jesus healing this the sight of this blind man.
所以。在福类福音书里面，总共有三本福音书。
So in the Synoptic Gospels, there are three of them.
请问是哪几本啊，弟兄姐妹
们 ？Brothers and sisters, do you know which of those they are?
三本是哪几本
？Which of the three? Three out of the four?
马太、马可，还有这一本路加。
So it's Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
就是说他们是有。常常共同记载一些的事情。
So they actually have similar records of events across the three Gospels.
马可福音是在这第十章。
And for the book of Mark, it's in recorded in chapter 10.
马太福音呢是记载在第二十章三二十九到三十四节。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 29 through 34.
路加福音呢是在十八章三十五到四十三节。
And the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 35 to 43.
但是当你将三卷书放在一起看的时候你发现到有一些的差异性
But if you actually look at these three books together you find that there are some minor variations
马可福音说这个瞎子的名字叫巴迪买
The Gospel of Mark specifically highlighted that this blind man's name is Bartimaeus.
你会发现到其他两本是没有这个名字。
And you find that this name was actually left out of the other two Gospels.
然后如果你看马太福音，他说是记载有两个瞎子。
And you see that the Gospel of Mark actually recorded that there were two blind men.
而马可却说他只有一个。
But in the book of Mark, it just highlighted those one.
所以是两个还是一个？
So is it two or is that one?
还有你再继续对照这三卷福音书的时候，
So if you compare and contrast the three passages,
马可说是到了耶利哥，
The book of Mark says that the crowd and Jesus had just came to Jericho.
其他是说出了或是将近耶利哥。
So the others actually recorded that they went out of or drew near to Jericho.
那时候我在念神学的时候也对这段经文感到头昏脑胀，要怎么去处理？
So when Pastor Wei Kang was studying this passages, he actually was struggled with it as well.
其实我们发现到这些小小的差异性。
So actually, but at the end, after reflecting these minor variations,
对经文要去诠释造成的矛盾或影响不是很大。
So the impact or the contradictions when it comes to interpreting this passage is actually not significant.
因为我们知道在不同的福音书，他们都有。
Because we know that each of these gospels, the author had his objective of recording these events and his way of expressing the events. But instead, what should we focus more of our time on?
就是在这本福音，这几卷福音书里面，他们相同性是什么？
What actually are the commonalities that is recorded across the Synoptic Gospels?
如果你注意看这三本福音书，它的相同性是有两个。
And actually, if you look at the common elements across the three Gospels, actually there are two.
第一个就是大卫的子孙耶稣啊。
First is Jesus, son of David.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊。
Jesus, son of David.
第二个相同性呢？
And the second commonality?
就跟随耶稣。
It's follow Jesus.
路加还加多一句，归荣耀以上帝。
And Luke actually added, glory be to the Lord.
所以让我们先回到我们这个马可福音来看。
And let's just come back to the passage and take another look.
让我们先看一下这个经文如何讲述这个瞎子巴迪买。
And look at how this passage describes this blind man Bartimaeus.
经文说， 他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。”The
passage says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
当他在呼求的时候，就有很多人去责备他，去不许他做声音。
Actually, in this outcry, many men around him rebuked him and told him to be quiet.
可是经文却告诉我说，他 反而越来越大声说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
But instead, the passage recorded that he shouted even more and says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
我们一般上都知道，
We are actually generally aware.
瞎子的听觉都会比一般人较敏锐。
The sense of hearing of the blind actually tends to be heightened as above average.
当他听到说那撒勒的耶稣经过的时候，
So when he heard that this Jesus of Nazareth was passing through,
他立刻发出这个呼喊，
and he actually immediately just exclaimed this,
大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
目的是想要向耶稣来寻求这个医治，
and with the aim of seeking healing by Jesus.
就算很多人去责备他， 不准你讲话，他还是大喊说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
So even though many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, he continued to exclaim, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
虽然我们不知道，也感到惊讶。
So even though we are not aware, but at the same time we feel astonished.
为什么巴迪买他会喊：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”
So why did Bartimaeus exclaim, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me"?
他不是根据别人告诉他耶稣是来自拿撒勒。
And it was not based on what he had heard from others that Jesus was from Nazareth.
他应该怎么喊？
If that's the case, how would he have exclaimed?
如果说伟康是来自马来西亚，你怎么喊伟康？
So if Pastor Wei Kang is from Malaysia, how would you shout his name?
来自马来西亚的伟康啊，这样对吗？
Pastor Wei Kang from Malaysia.
为什么这个巴 巴迪买他会喊这个大卫的子孙，而不是拿撒勒的耶稣。
So why did Bartimaeus exclaimed, Son of David and not Jesus of Nazareth.
其中一个原因相信是他曾经可能听过有关耶稣行神迹的事。
So one of the reasons, it was believed that he had previously learned of Jesus' miraculous acts.
对一位经常坐在非常繁华热闹人来人往的耶利哥城的瞎子来说。
So for a blind man who consistently sat in the middle of this bustling town of Jericho with tons of foot traffic,
肯定会听闻过不少特别的故事。
So for certain, he would have come across and heard many stories, unusual stories.
也包括那些街坊流传的消息等等。
So a lot of urban legends, perhaps, and neighborhood gossips.
就好像现在，请问有谁不知道新加坡有一间教会叫做神召会恩典堂？
So it's similar to our times today. I think a lot of people, even outside of Singapore, knows this Grace Assembly of God in Singapore.
有谁不知道吗？
Does anyone here not know what this church is?
几乎大家都知道，对吗？
I think all of us would be aware of this church.
其实在马可福音里面
actually in the Gospel of Mark
他已经很早就告诉我们
he had previously actually told us
耶稣的名声已经传扬出来了
that the authority of Jesus actually been spread across
在马可福音第一章二十七二十八也这么说
and it's recorded in chapter 1 verse 27-28
耶稣用权柄吩咐污鬼连污鬼也听从了他耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
He even gives order to evil spirits, and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
然后来到了第六章第十三十四节，耶稣和门徒们因为赶出许多的鬼，用油摸了许多病人，治好他们。耶稣的名声传扬出来。
And when it comes to chapter 6, verse 13-14, it says.They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. Jesus' name had become well known.
如果你继续看第三章的第八节，还说耶稣的名声已经传到了耶路撒冷、犹大、约旦河外以及外邦人的地方。
If you actually continue to read on, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, Jesus' name had become known from Judah, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan River, and actually in the territories of the Gentiles.
由此可见，巴迪买他稍微知道耶稣这位人物是谁。
Actually, from this, we can see that Bartimaeus was somewhat aware of who this character Jesus is.
他也应该知道耶稣能够为他做什么。
And I think he would be aware of what he is capable of doing for him.
所以，就算巴迪买不被别人责备说不许你出声
，So even though he might have been rebuked by others and just trying to prevent him from exclaiming.
他仍然拼了命大声地喊叫说大卫的子孙啊可怜我吧
He would have persisted and just shouted at the top of his lungs Jesus son of David have mercy on me
因为他知道这一位大卫的子孙耶稣能治好他的眼睛
Because he knew that this son of David Jesus would be capable of restoring his vision
所以他不要放过这次难得的机会
And he certainly would resolutely not give up on this rare opportunity to be healed
这样我们要稍微来想一下
So let's sit back and reflect a little.
究竟大卫的子孙有什么特别的意涵吗
？So what implications or connotations underline this term, "son of David"?
如果用这样一个称呼来称呼耶稣，又具有什么特别的意义呢
？So what is significant about addressing Jesus as such then?
这是我们需要去继续想的一些问题。
It's a topic that we actually have to continue to think about.
最特别的是
and I think the most unique, the key being this.
如果你注意看经文的描述
and you actually look closely at how the passage described this.
当耶稣听见巴迪买如此喊他说大卫的子孙啊
and when Jesus heard Bartimaeus screaming and shouting, calling him Jesus, son of David,
耶稣就站在那里
Jesus actually stopped.
对他说什么
and what did Jesus say to him?
不许你出声
Jesus said,Hold your horns.
不许你讲话。
I think you should just keep quiet.
不是的。
That's not what he said.
耶稣说。
And Jesus said.
叫他过来。
Call him.
哎，这表示其实耶稣好像也没有否认。
And this, I think, perhaps indicated that Jesus did not deny.
他就是具有这个大卫子孙的身份。
That he indeed possessed the identity, this identity of being the son of David.
其实马可福音第十章。
In fact, in chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark,
是第一次出现称呼耶稣是大卫的子孙。
So it was the first time whereby Jesus was referred to as the son of David.
所以从这个我们从这犹太的这个教的背景
So from the perspective of Judaism
和依循这个教会的历史脉络发展来看
So and you look at it from the context of the historical development of the church
大卫的子孙确实有些特别的意涵
So the son of David actually does indeed have his own unique implications or connotations
我们知道大卫是旧约上以色列中最合上帝心意的一位君王
So we all know that David was the one king in the Old Testament Israel whereby God had found his the most delight in a man after God's own heart
上帝也曾经跟大卫立约
And God had made a covenant with David
应许了有一位永恒的王要从他的王位那边大卫家那边兴起
Promising that an everlasting king will be raised from the family line of David.
其中我们可以参考耶利米书第二十三章第五节。
Amongst them, we can actually reference the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 5.
他要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。
I'll raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what's just and right in the land.
当然在撒迦利亚书撒母记下所以撒母记下第七章第十二到十六节
And in Israel and Zechariah in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12
也有看到上帝应许大卫的国度和的王位要永垂不朽
And God as well has promised that the kingdom of David and his throne will endure and be established forever
这样看的话就是说大卫的这个子孙将会与众不同。
So this actually explains that the offspring or the son of David will be set apart from the rest.
而在以赛亚书里面
，and in the book of Isaiah，
先知以赛亚也有预见了说将来有一位这个儿子。
And the prophet Isaiah actually prophesies that there will be a son.
我们都看为这是有关于弥赛亚的一些的预言。
And this pertains to the messianic prophecies.
说他将会有一个特别的称号。
And this person will have a unique designation.
就是我们很熟悉的以赛亚书第九章六到七节。
And it's something where, a verse that we're very familiar with, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7.
他名称为奇妙、测试、全的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
所以当然还有更多的经文可以慢慢列出来。
And there are certainly a long list of verses that we could attest to the same.
但因着时间的关系，我们不会列太多的经文。
But in the interest of time, we're not going to reference all of them.
而从这些的经文里面，我们看到大卫的子孙。
And from all this, what we have actually read through the son of David.
或者是弥赛亚受膏者的这个观念，在旧约时代呢，已渐形成跟传递出去。
This notion or this idea of the Messiah, the Anointed One, had actually gradually taken shape, and during that time actually had been disseminated.
而再回到耶稣的时代
，and actually we look back again at in the days of Jesus,
会发现到有一些流行的犹太教的分支。认为说大卫的子孙是带有弥赛亚这个意思。
So in this time, some of the popular offshoots of Judaism actually deemed that the son of David had the same meaning or underlying meaning of the Messiah.
所以综合以上的这些资料
，So if we were to synthesize all the information we have looked at so far,
大卫的子孙是具有征服弥赛亚头衔这个使用。
So the son of David, this term can be utilized as a form or title to address the Messiah.
所以大卫的子孙
，So therefore, this term "son of David"
是以一个有着荣誉弥赛亚意涵的一个称谓。
It's a title which carries a very strong reference to the Messiah.
耶稣虽然没有公开说自己是弥赛亚
，Even though Jesus himself did not openly proclaim that he indeed is the Messiah，
但主耶稣也不否认
，But neither did he deny，
或者是责备。巴迪买对他发出这样的称呼。
No rebuke Bartimaeus for calling him so.
这几乎好像要显出一些的迹象一些的线索。
Perhaps all these are giving us a clue.
让人知道说，耶稣就是旧约圣经中预言的弥赛亚。
So to allow men to gradually recognize that Jesus himself is indeed the Son of Man, the Messiah, as prophesied in the Old Testament.
或者 马可这个作者要在这里呢，要向人来公开宣告说，耶稣就是旧约圣经中预言的弥赛亚。
Perhaps it's the author himself, Mark, wanted to emphasize at this juncture to the readers that Jesus is indeed this Messiah, the Son of David, as prophesied in the Old Testament.
然后透过他整卷书的这个记载里面
，and through the records of this entire book，
也透过让耶稣能够显出这个弥赛的特质跟他的属性出来
，to allow Jesus to actually demonstrate to show the true attributes or characteristics of the Messiah。
特别是使瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风得医治，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们等。
In particular, the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the deaf are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
啊，他是以马内利。
He is Emmanuel.
或者被称为人子。
And perhaps referred to as the Son of Man.
就是他拥有真实的人性以及属人的真实的生活。
He actually possessed true humanity and actually lived out his life as man.
当然也包括了去拯救世人受苦受死。
And that includes his suffering and crucifixion for man's deliverance.
以及他的复活升天等等。
It includes his resurrection and ascension, etc.
这种弥赛亚的观念。
So this notion of the Messiah.
其实已经颠覆了当时候的宗教领袖和百姓们他们所想象的弥赛亚。
And actually had undermined how the religious leaders at the time or the people at the time had thought about this Messiah.
因为当时候他们所期待的弥赛亚是好像类似那种政治型、军事型的弥赛亚。
Because people at the time, the religious leaders and the people, the Messiah they envisioned was a conventional one, either a political mode or more of a military mode.
耶稣所显出弥赛亚特质跟属性却跟他们完全的不一样。
And the characteristics, the attributes that Jesus had demonstrated were complete opposite of what they had expected.
所以巴迪买他是凭着自己对耶稣有限的一些认识或者是了解。
So Bartimaeus actually relied on his very own limited understanding and knowledge of Jesus.
以坚决信靠的心来到耶稣的面前对他说。
And with his wholehearted commitment and trust, he comes forward to Jesus and says,
拿波尼
Rabbi,
我要能看见。
I want to see.
我不知道他是不是这样回答耶稣。
Is that how you would answer Jesus?
但是我可以看得见的是。
But what I can see?
拿波尼是带着信心来到主的面前。
That Bartimaeus came to Jesus with commitment, with trust and faith.
拿波尼他的翻译可以是我的主，我的主人。
The term rabbi could actually be translated as my lord, my master.
或者是说老师、父子的这个尊称。
Or perhaps the title of teacher or master as well.
当耶稣见到了巴迪买很有这个信心来到面前对他说这句话的时候。
So when Jesus saw what Bartimaeus had said to him with commitment, trust, and faith.
耶稣怎么回答他呢？
And how did Jesus reply to Bartimaeus?
耶稣怎么回答他呢？
How did Jesus reply to him?
耶稣怎么回答他呢？
How did he reply?
他说什么？
What did Jesus say?
你去吧。
Go.
你的信救了你了。
Your faith has healed you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣只回答说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。
Jesus only responded by saying, Go, your faith has healed you.
当我们听见或是知道上帝是位伟大全能的神。
When we hear, we listen, and know that God is a great and omnipotent God.
他也可以行一切的神迹或者奇妙的作为。
Is capable of all wondrous and miraculous acts.
然后当我们来到他面前，向他发出呼喊祈求的时候。
And when we come, cry out to him, in prayer.
请问我们对他是否同样有充足的信心
？Well, I'd like to ask, do we similarly have this strong faith in God?
相信只要他愿意。就必得到医治和帮助。
Knowing that and knowing and believing that if he's willing, we'll be able to receive aid and healing.
我们有没有说这个信心到主面前跟主说，主啊，我要什么什么
？Do we have this faith to come before God and says, God, I want this or that?
有没有那种信心来到主面前说，主啊，我要什么什么
？Do we have this faith and come to God and says, I want this or that?
或者是当我们每次来向上帝。祷告呼求的时候
Or is it the case where every time we come to God in prayer
祷告完了
After we finished praying,
我们是否还是将一切的重担劳苦放在自己的肩膀上
Do we still keep bearing, carrying this burdens on our own shoulders?
而没有完全的交托给我们的主
And unable to completely leave them to him.
主啊，我要将一切的劳苦重担交托给你。
God, I'm going to leave all my heavy burdens to you.
祷告完了之后，将劳苦重担背在身上，继续回家。
So after you finish praying status quo, you carry the burdens home and continue with your lives.
但愿上帝帮助我们。
May God continue to help us.
加添我们对他的信心。
Strengthen our faith in Him.
如同巴底买一样。
As was the case of Bartimaeus.
怀着信心。
With faith.
勇敢到主的面前来发出呼求。
Courageously come forth before God and pray to Him.
带着这个信心。
With faith.
相信我们的主能够按他的旨意。
Trust that God in His will.
成就一切在人眼里面看似非常艰难的事情。
Will overcome anything or all things that appear daunting or impossible in the eyes of man.
当然，我在这里要强调，就是说，当你大声呼喊求的时候，不是按着自己的心意求，而是按着神的心意来求。
And again, just to emphasize that when you come to cry out to God, you're crying out to God in God's will.
当然，也不是妄求。
And you just not randomly asking.
我要明天中多多一千万。
And I want to win the lottery tomorrow, $10 million.
因为我自己曾经有这样的祷告向神求。
I guess we all might have the same type of way of praying.
但是后来知道不对的。
And we finally recognize certainly that that's not the right way to go about it.
我在想，如果真的神给你一千万，不知道是害你还是要帮助你。
So perhaps winning the lottery might not be the best thing for all of us.
所以来到最后，我们更感动的是
，I think coming to the end was perhaps even more inspiring.
瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
Immediately, Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
路加福音还说
，And the Gospel of Luke actually added this.
瞎子立刻看见了
，Immediately he received the sight.
就跟随耶稣一路归荣耀与神。
Follow Jesus, praising God.
巴底买他不像之前在马可福音第八章那位被治好的瞎子回家去了。
So Bartimaeus was actually unlike the blind who was healed in chapter 8 in the Gospel of Mark, who basically after he was healed, he just went home.
而是欢喜快乐的就在路上跟随耶稣。
But instead he rejoiced and just immediately dropped everything and followed Christ.
为什么巴底买会欢喜快乐跟随主呢？
So why did Bartimaeus rejoice and follow God?
因为这个是道成肉身的耶稣
Because this Jesus is the word who became flesh.
他是一切恩典的源头
He's the fountain of grace.
他能够使瞎子看见瘸子行走
He allows the blind to see, to receive sight, and the lame to walk.
他有穷人将福音传给他们
And he proclaimed the good news to the poor.
大卫的子孙耶稣弥赛亚就在他的面前
So this son of David, Jesus, is right in front of his eyes.
再加上巴底买，他更亲身经历了他的爱跟医治。
And in addition to the fact that Bartimaeus personally experienced Jesus' love and healing,
请问不即刻跟随他还在等什么呢
？So we can ask, what exactly will he be waiting for if he just does not drop everything and follow him right away?
如果你像巴底买一样，类似经历到神的爱跟医治的时候
，So if you were to put yourself in Bartimaeus' shoes, experience Jesus' love and healing.
我相信你跟我都一样，会即刻说要去跟随主。
I think you and I will have the same response. We'll just drop everything and just follow him.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
从耶稣治愈这个瞎子的巴底买的事件里面
，So we can look at this event of Jesus healing this blind.
我们看到了什么呢
？What exactly do we see?
我们除了说看到出耶稣显出这个弥赛的特质跟属性
，We see that Jesus demonstrated the true attributes and characteristics of the Messiah.
我们看到巴底买的信心之外
，Besides seeing the faith of Bartimaeus,
我们也看到一种叫做传福音能够感动人。乐意跟随主的一种的模式。
We actually witness a type of evangelism, one which actually stirs up people's hearts and allow people to joyously follow God.
就是听见、呼求、相信、经历神、跟随主。
And as we listen, we cry out, we believe, we experience God, and we follow the Lord.
我们记起来一下。
And just try to
来，我们一起来念诗。
Let's read out together.
中英文都可以。
Either language.
第一。听见，呼求，
believe,
相信，
经历神，
跟随主，很好。这个模式是怎么看呢
？So how should we look at this this model？
就首先，我们要努力的将上帝国的福音要传讲出去。
First and foremost, the most important thing we have to work diligently to spread the gospel of God.
使那些没有信主的人能够得以听见、认识上帝的救赎恩典。
To allow the unbelievers the opportunity to actually hear, to listen, and to recognize God's redemptive grace.
还有上帝要赐福给人的美好的心意。
And His good purpose in blessing men.
使人听见。第二
，Secondly，
要带领跟帮助这个身心灵有需要的人来到上帝的面前。
To lead and bring those who have physical or spiritual concerns to come before God.
将内心的挂虑或是一些的挣扎来向神发出呼求。
To call out to the Lord with the innermost concerns, struggles,
并让他能够相信我们的主能够去帮助他。
To trust in this God, to let them know that this God will be able to help them.
让他人或者是甚至自己能够去亲身经历到神的奇妙作为。
To allow for them to personally experience the miraculous acts of God.
很多时候
，very often,
当人的心被上帝触动。
So when the Lord stirs up a man's heart,
并且经历和看见上帝在生活中所施行的各种的奇妙作为时
，and he when he experiences and witnesses the various miraculous and wondrous acts in his own life,
人自然就会有所感动
，he will naturally be moved.
最后愿意终其一生来去跟随主，荣耀主
，and eventually be willing to follow and glorify God all his life.
伟康牧师相信在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们。
Pastor Wei Kang believes that the, our brothers and sisters here this morning,
我们的心都曾被主所触动过。
Our hearts have once been stirred up, been moved by God.
我们也在生活中也亲身的经历到主的医治、帮助或者是供应。
And in our lives, we have received aid, healing, and providence from God.
经历到主的爱跟主的恩典。
We have felt, experienced His love and grace.
所以我们选择终其一生来去跟随主，来去荣耀主。Amen.
And thereafter, we decide to follow and glorify Him for life. Amen.
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 经历神越多
experience God,
就越能够坚持跟随主
And the more you experience, the more you'll be able to persist and follow Him.
喜莲堂要准备开始幸福小组传福音的模式
Jubilee Church is preparing to begin this happiness cell as another vehicle for evangelism.
它的模式也有点类似这样。
And actually, the similar underlying philosophy is this:
邀请人来去听福音
to invite people to come forward to listen to the gospel.
然后带领人将内心面对的挣扎或需要向上帝发出呼求
to lead people to call out to the Lord with their innermost concerns and needs.
帮助对方对上帝具有信靠的信心
to aid them in faithfully trusting the Lord.
然后呢，让他们能够亲身经历和体验到神的奇妙作为。
And then thereafter to personally be able to experience God's miraculous and wondrous acts.
最后由圣灵在他心里面动工。
So thereafter, when his heart is moved by the Spirit,
让他的心被神的爱来去触动，而愿意选择一生跟随主。
And his heart is actually touched by God's love that he is willing to take this commitment and follow and glorify God for life.
今天我们会为喜莲堂在四月份中旬开始幸福小组的四个小组给予祝福祷告。
This morning we'll be committing this four pioneer happiness cell groups which will commence in mid-April. We'll commit them in prayer this morning.
我们需要祈求上帝赐予的力量跟智慧。
We have to pray that God will bless them with wisdom and strength
来向人传讲这个充满幸福美好的福音
to be able to spread the good and wonderful news to others around us.
今天也是联合圣餐主日
and this morning is our combined Holy Communion service as well.
当我们来到圣餐座前的时候
and when we come before the altar,
虽然今天比较难看到饼跟杯
Perhaps this morning it's not as visible since we are all packed up in terms of
因为疫情的关系，我们用那种二合一的方式来几乎就遮住那个饼跟杯了。
And this morning, obviously, we will be doing a more hygienic, perhaps, a way of containing communion.
每当我们来到圣餐座前的时候
，But when we come before the altar,
我们不单只是看见白色的饼跟杯
，Not only do we just see the cup and the bread,
我们更看见主为我们被钉死在十字架上。
We also witness that our God was sacrificed on the cross, or crucified on the cross for our sake.
牺牲流出宝血的爱
and the shedding of his blood.
所以圣餐是什么呢？
So what exactly is the Holy Communion?
对姐妹，可以当我们背起来这两句话。
And let's put this to our hearts, our minds.
每次来到圣餐桌前的时候，我们能够想起这两句话。
When every time we come before the altar, we're able to recall these two phrases.
圣餐是写明这是上帝恩典的标记。
The Holy Communion is a distinct symbol of our Lord's grace.
充满上帝的祝福与应许的恩典。
Filled with the Lord's blessings and His promised grace.
圣餐就是要告诉我们这么重要的意义。
This is the most significant message underlying the Holy Communion.
当我们来守圣餐的时候，一定要一直去想这几句话。
So when we come before the altar, partake in the Holy Communion. This is what we have to remember.
圣餐写明是上帝恩典的标记。
The Holy Communion is a distinct symbol of our Lord's grace.
充满上帝的祝福与应许的恩典。
Filled with the Lord's blessings and His promised grace.
主为我们舍的身体。
The body was given for us.
带我们出黑暗进光明。
It leads us out of darkness into the light.
并再世人看见。
And to allow us to see again.
主为我们流的宝血。
And the blood, the Lord's blood which is shed for us.
不断涌流出爱。
Continually outpouring with love,
医治恩典,
healing grace,
使我们完全得自由,
and just allowing us to gain complete freedom.
这是一首歌的歌词,
and it's actually this lyrics of a hymn, a praise song.
知道是什么歌吗?
Do you know what song that is?
宝贵十架的歌, 一个歌词。Pressure cross? Maybe? Okay.
My bad.
我们要带着感恩的心。
We have to come with thanksgiving on our hearts
来领受这个圣餐
to receive the Holy Communion.
我们要欢喜快乐的来去依靠主的恩典
We have to rejoice and joyously enjoy God's grace.
能够欢喜快乐的去跟随主
Rejoice and joyously follow the Lord.
就算现在我们说冠状病毒很肆虐哇到处都有
So even in this phase of the COVID-19 where there seems to have mass hysteria or panic
到处我们整个人心惶惶害怕忧虑
It caused a lot of concerns amongst the people.
我们求主来帮助我们。
We pray that God will help us.
让我们心不会太过于慌张，感导致这个不知道怎么做。
Do not let this fear overcome us that we actually are at wit's end and not know what to do.
我们不会太过于害怕，因为我们有主跟我们同在，跟主的带领。
We should not be overly concerned because we know God leads us. The Lord is with us.
让我们起来，用一段时间来去安静自己。
Let's take this time to sit and be quiet in front of God.
那用一段经文的时间来去自己来去再去思考今天所听到的信息。
And then just take this time to reflect on the sermon that we've heard this morning.
愿圣灵来帮助我们。
And may the Spirit help and guide us.
来帮助我们知道明白今天的信息所告诉我们的是什么。
To help us understand what the message is trying to teach us this morning.